From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next. Today's program is made possible by the Family Forest Carbon Program, which hopes to empower family forest owners to improve forest health and help the planet. The Family Forest Carbon Program connects family forest owners to expert forestry support and annual payments they need to make a positive conservation impact on their land. Information at familyforestcarbon.org.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in the eastern United States are watching the avian influenza situation closely this week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is encouraging farmers to be vigilant about biosecurity this spring as wild birds migrate and potentially spread highly pathogenic avian flu along the way. A year ago at this time, we had a dramatic increase in the retail price of table eggs, primarily due to avian influenza and the loss of laying hens. This year, however, egg prices are down 57% from the same week a year ago. Poultry farmers and backyard chicken enthusiasts, they can get more information about biosecurity at their local office of Cooperative Extension.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
This portion of our program is made possible by Feedworks USA, serving farmers and agribusiness throughout our region. Feedworks USA provides livestock feed solutions for farms, feed mills, and others. Information at the website feedworksusa.com or 513-271-4120. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Patty Hamilton, who says, "We always have enough time if we use it correctly." Thank you, Patty, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.